Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get an interview because many companies use software to screen out applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. You need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. When you interview at Express, they'll assess your skills, they'll connect you with available jobs, and they'll team up with you in your job search. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, distribution, information technology. Tired of applying and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today to speak with professionals connected to available jobs in your community. Express never charges a job seeker to find employment. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com. Apply online. ExpressPros.com or visit an office near you today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome back to another week. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
So Raymond, our producer, did not go out with Michael Ray this weekend, and he thought he might. And Michael Ray is an artist, got a couple songs. And the backstory is Michael Ray told Ray, hey, let's have a bus party. Ray shows up to the bus party, and there's no bus there. So Ray gets upset, his feelings hurt, and bans Michael Ray from our show. So Ray starts texting Michael Ray. Michael's like, let's go out on the road. And we thought you might go out this weekend. And did you?
No, he ended up just not texting back. There was no communication whatsoever, and they ended up doing their Illinois-Indiana run, and he didn't even call me or text me. It was the weirdest thing.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. So you were ghosted by Michael Ray again.
And I want to think that it was unintentional and he was busy and got caught up with trying to get stuff packed and then just left. But I don't know how we could go from me about to go on to their tour to, well, I mean, maybe I'm going to do the East Coast thing, which is coming up this next weekend. So maybe he just assumed that.
Yeah, you better reach out pretty quick or he gets the 365-day ban.
Whoa, that's a
man,
whole year.
We're going to start calling him Casper.
Yep.
But this guy's bad at texting, man. Maybe he's just not a texter, and I probably should just resort to giving him a call or maybe shooting him an email or something like that.
Do something. Listen, even if he says no, that's okay. He just shouldn't set it up and then ignore you.
Yeah, he didn't say anything. There wasn't even a smiley face or a see you next weekend. It was nothing.
Dang, guy gets a song. I think I'm a little lit, think a little lit. He starts blowing Ray off. Dang. All right, let us know what happens.
All right.
All right, it's Monday show. Kip Moore comes in later today.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Al Blackman celebrating 75 years working with American Airlines. Holy cow. The airline is dedicating a Boeing 777 to him.
What? The whole thing?
Yeah. Amy, see, he's worked there for 75 years.
Yeah, that's pretty legit.
They're not giving it to him. They're dedicating it to him.
Is he getting his face on it?
Based out of New York City, the 91-year-old aviation maintenance technician started off making 50 cents an hour as an apprentice when American first started.
Wow.
At a ceremony at JFK International Airport, a curtain dropped to reveal a Boeing 777 dedicated to his 75 years of service. The plane has his name and number of the years on the side of the aircraft.
Wow, okay, wow. That's cool.
That's pretty cool. He's been with them 75 years.
What's he doing now, though, there for them?
Hopefully like not 91? Working on the inside of the plane. No, I thought the same thing.
I'm like, is he just like greeting people? Welcome to American.
He's giving high fives to the other workers. Whatever. 75 years, that's quite the run. So, Al Blackman, I see you.
Heck, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
All right. Tell me something good for Monday. Positivity all around.
Tell me something good.
These are always really interesting to me. Her name's Elizabeth. She was on her baby moon. So you have that right before the baby comes out.
Yep.
It's like a vacation for a baby. And she lost her wedding ring in the sand dunes where they were vacationing. And so she's like, well, lost that. She's like, I don't know where it is. So someone found the ring like weeks later, posted it on Facebook. Was like, I don't know whose ring this is. People start tagging it, bad. All of a sudden, she sees it in her feed. And she was like, that's my ring.
Wow.
And she got her ring back. Weeks
Facebook
later.
Can't be good.
What? Yeah, that's the one time Facebook's ever been good. We just found it. Right there.
That's a crazy story. Amy, you're up.
Well, there was an abandoned box of kittens just literally left in a box to fend for themselves. Well, luckily, this owner was out walking her dog, and her dog started, like, sniffing towards things. And next thing you know, the dog is like, whoa, there's a box of kittens. Well, not only are they keeping the kittens, but the dog is basically the kitten's dad.
Yeah, that's cool. I like it when animals do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because humans do. That's a cool, weird thing. I always enjoy when, like, a goat's raising a possum, and I'm like, that's neat. Because it's like, goats shouldn't raise possums. But they also show us as humans we should work together.
Yeah.
Lunchbox!
Carson is 7 years old, and last summer his brother had to have surgery at the children's hospital. So Carson was like, man, what can I do to help out the children's hospital? So he got a little container, and he went around the neighborhood and collected donations. And over the summer, he's collected $700 so he could donate some money to the children's hospital just because they helped his brother. He wanted to do something cool. So Carson went around going, hey, give me your money. Give me your money. So pretty cool by Carson.
Yeah, had a boy.
It's you, Bobby Bones.
What's up, Bobby?
In our glass room that's connected to our main room, our producer Raymond sits over and works all the audio, cuts all the audio. And outside of the studio, nobody knows a lot about Raymond, kind of a mystery. But I've been told you spend a ton of money at this basketball game at a bar so that you can keep the high score.
Yeah, that actually is true.
Yeah. So what's the story with this?
Well, I mean, every time you play the game, it's $1, and if I'll be there for hours, it ends up being about $80 a pop.
Why would you spend that much money playing a basketball game?
I mean, I'm the record holder. I'm the number one person on the screen. Nobody else has gotten 104.
What if someone unplugs the machine?
They'll reset it about once a year, but it stays like that. And there has been times when I've gone in there and somebody's higher, yeah. So then I have to play it.
So you'll go check it and then keep the high score.
It ends up actually being a pretty big deal. There'll be about 10 to 15 people gathered around me when I'm playing.
Oh, wow. You bring attention.
It is pretty exciting to watch him play and to see his name on the screen.
It's What's the name on the screen?
It just shows my number. It's not necessarily your name.
What number?
I'm just known as 104.
Okay, this is the worst thing I've ever heard. Like, you spend $80 to have number 104 up there?
Yeah. So that's the highest score. And nobody, I mean, I've had friends that play college basketball. They hit in the 80s. Nobody touches hundreds. Nobody.
So it's, okay, that's not your assigned number. That's how many you've hit.
That's 104. How many, yeah, that's what
so
I get.
So what's the bar?
It's called Paradise Park.
So at Paradise Park, you hold the record for 104.
Yeah, and friends will come to town.
Are you proud of it?
I play my girlfriend. She gets like 30. But yeah, I'm proud of it.
Why would you slam her?
People come to town trying to beat him.
Wow.
Yeah. And he doesn't let it happen. It's pretty impressive.
I had a buddy that just came in from Indy, and he's played his entire life basketball. He's played collegiate, too, and he got 100. He missed it.
Big balls or little balls?
They're smaller.
The tiny balls?
Yeah.
Say it fits your head. You're a small guy. You're 5'6". So they fit your hand pretty perfect?
Yep. And you can you can go backboard, you can do whatever your style is, but it's really just the quickness of it and how you fetch the balls. And if you go up strong, sometimes other balls will block it.
And you're proud of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, someone hits 105 today for some reason,
nobody will ever beat my record. Nobody. And the bartenders even say, yeah, he's the record holder.
Oh, you're known around the bar.
Everybody there knows me. They're like, and it's funny when tourists watch me because they're shocked that they just watched the guy that got 100.
Oh, you're like a legend.
Yeah, the kids.
It's like Luke Bryan just walked in.
Yes, usually there's at least two or three cameras videoing me when I'm shooting.
Wow.
Okay.
And one's his girlfriend and one's his buddy.
Yeah, I need
from
to see
Indy.
This.
Yeah.
She does love to post. She's more than proud of me when I play.
All right. 104.
That's one of her things.
I got to go beat that, right?
Yeah, yes! You do.
I got to go beat that, dude. I'll try. And you'll spend $80.
Yeah, it's $1 every time, so good luck.
You'll play 80 games in a row?
Well, between me and a buddy, sometimes I got to take a break because I'm sweating.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. I hope nobody beats 104.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Cleveland, Ohio. A woman was at a gas station just needing to run in real quick, so she left her car running, goes inside, and two guys are like, oh, let's go steal that car. Jump in. Only made it half a block. Why?
Ran out of gas, probably. That's why she was at the gas station?
Nope. Stick shift. Didn't know how to drive the stick shift. Kept stalling. Trying to get out and run, but police arrived.
Can you imagine the back and forth when you're trying to steal one? Not just trying to drive one. You know, you're pushing, dropping the clutch, you know, and, you know, there's still a little back and forth. And when you're learning, there's back and forth. But if you're trying to steal one and you're panicked, can you imagine how fast the thing is jerking?
I would just get out and run.
on Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show. Yeah.
Feel big pressure with your husband's birthday coming up?
I do, because he's turning 40. I feel like that's a big one. I don't really know. He's not all like about attention or anything. He's just really not. So I don't know what I should do. So I'm looking for advice. Like, should I plan a cool trip? It's on the week. His birthday's on a weekend. So should I plan like something just me and him? Or should I plan like to have some of his friends come up and like have them surprise? Or like do something with all of us here? Like, I don't know. Like, what do you do for 40 years old? That's like it's a milestone.
Is there a chance your kids could be here by the time he turns 40?
I don't know. I really feel like that's slim. I was thinking that like a month ago, maybe, but now that we're getting like a month away from his birthday, no. I just don't think it'd be that fast. But wouldn't that be the most amazing present ever?
No, I wasn't saying that. I was saying what you would do.
Oh.
Like, if they're here, you really can't go away on a trip.
What if I find out the kids are going to be available and I like arrange it on his birthday?
That's a great. You would just love to have the kids at any time.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no arranging at this point. You've been trying to get these kids to America for 4.5 years.
If you were to find out, like I could have gotten the kid, we could have gotten the kids like 2 weeks ago, but I held out for his birthday and I was like, "Happy birthday!"
He would be so upset.
I would be mad too. I'm sure they would be. Once they realized what was happening, they'd be like, "What the heck?"
What are you leaning toward?
Well, no, I already ordered him 2 things, but they're super lame.
Just know that for men, birthdays aren't as important.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, guys aren't, and I know your husband, I don't think it's that big of a deal to him.
Okay. So I'm off the hook?
No, there's no hook. The hook is just smaller than what you think it is.
Okay. Maybe I need to talk to some people that have turned 40.
I mean, unless he's midlife crisising it.
He's not. I've been like going through the checklist like,
If anything, maybe I bring less attention to it. They turn 40. It's a happy birthday.
It should be like, happy birthday.
Hey, see, I don't see you after work. High five. That's it.
I don't know. I'll keep.
Here's what I would do. I would send him on a guy's weekend with a couple of his buddies.
A mancation?
And you not go, but him and his buddies go. And you can do something for him back, too. But that's what I would say.
Do I have to pay for the buddies?
If it's two.
Where am I sending them?
That's up to you.
Wow.
You want to do something super special? Send him and his two best friends.
That is a really good idea.
To play golf something or a weekend.
Okay. I knew you'd come through.
I don't know that I came through. It's expensive. I just cost you a lot of money. But that's
what mine is his. What's his?
Oh, true. He is paying for it.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Megan.
Yes.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Well, I just wanted to let you know, and I also wanted to thank you, that I start a new job today that I got with your help, even though you didn't know. I listened to the song that you say to always play, and I went in there, and I asked questions, and I killed it.
You got them. See? You got your heart rate down, and you went on the offensive instead of the defensive, right?
Yes, exactly. And I start today. I'm on my way there now.
Wow.
And also, this morning, I got an email from the college that I'm in telling me congratulations. I got into the Honor Society. So I wanted to thank you for that as well because, you know, I listen to you every day on iHeartRadio because they're on so early. So I can't listen to you live, but I catch you on iHeartRadio. And, you know, just all the talk about, you know, working hard, and I push myself every day, and I have a 4.0 right now, so I work really, really hard, and I just wanted to thank you for everything. Like, you're such a huge inspiration. Like,
well, I appreciate that, but it sounds like I did zilch, and you did all of it. That's awesome. Congrats. Hey, how about this right here?
Woo! Thank you so much.
I'm so proud of you that you went into that interview. You were controlled. You physically were controlled. And if you go into the interview and you put them on their heels, like, hey, let me ask you a bunch of questions. Like, really, they're like, wait, they must really care and be thinking a lot about this job. Like, did you feel it while you were in the interview?
Yes. Yeah. And, like, I kind of knew right away that they were going to go with me because they were telling me, like, okay, so what we're going to do. Like, almost they were, like, telling me, okay, here's our action plan for you.
Nailed it. That's what I'm talking about. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You say it's too early. You're calling during the show right now. I'm so confused.
Oh, well, this because I'm starting a new job. Normally, I don't. Like, the job that I had before, it was 25 minutes.
But now you listen live.
Yeah. Kind of, because I'm like in the middle of nowhere near Nebraska, and so like it's really hard to get reception. Like you cut in and out, I can kind of hear it, and then I kind of can't. For sure, for the win. So,
well, thank you, congratulations, and I'm gonna say it, and I mean it.
I appreciate you.
All right, have a good day. First day at work today.
Thank you.
All right, bye bye. This is a Bobby Bones show. Bobby Bones. Nicole in Dallas, hello.
Hello.
What's happening? It's Bobby. How are you?
Hi.
Thanks for calling. What would you like to say?
Well, I was just calling about a question for Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Lunch, you said last Thursday that your wife was fun employed again?
Yeah, she was fun employed. She worked at Tractor Supply, and she threw the deuces to them. She went out on the highway and said, I'm done, and moved on.
She's no job right now.
Right.
Well, I find that so confusing because I actually work for the company that she's working for right now.
Well, I don't know what company you work for, but she does not have a job. She chunked the deuces. And
okay, she chunked the deuces.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's the truth here? Does she still have a job? Do you work at Tractor Supply, Nicole?
No, I actually work for Topgolf.
Yeah, she's trying to get a job with Topgolf. She was doing the interview process with Topgolf.
Maybe she hasn't and doesn't even know?
Maybe.
Or maybe she has a job she doesn't want you to know about.
Whoa.
This is shady.
She's getting paid.
Wait, Nicole.
How awesome would it be getting money and like hiding it from him because that's so something he would do to her.
No, because we have separate accounts, so if she's getting money, that's fine. But
Wait, hold on. So your wife, all you know is she applied at Topgolf.
Yeah, I know she applied at Topgolf.
But they haven't accepted her yet.
Not that I know of.
Nicole, are you breaking the news that she got the job?
Well, no, I'm pretty sure that she's very aware of it.
Wait, what makes you think she...
Because last Thursday, I went downstairs to the marketing department and I said, you know, didn't Lunchbox, because they know I'm a huge fan, and my cousin works in the marketing department, and she said, yeah, she works here. Let me call her and find out why he would say that.
Oh, so are you saying Lunchbox comes on this show and lies?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, because I've been saying that for years Nobody believes me.
I never lie.
Fake news.
No.
Fake news.
Fake news, Lunchbox. Fake news.
Y'all, stop. Lunchbox's face, he sort of looks a little like confused. Like, is my wife lying to me?
Go ahead.
He doesn't have a face of like,
I am confused by this. And so I will call her immediately and we will get to the bottom of this.
Hey, Nicole, I can get him if you want me to.
What was that?
I can get him. You may ask him the truth.
Yes.
We have a code word that only him and I know. And if I ask it, I only get to use it like once every month, but I can use it. It's like...
I think you should use it.
It's like Lord of the Rings or something. Lunchbox, does your wife work at Topgolf, NLR?
NLR? I don't know that she works at Topgolf. She applied at Topgolf.
Wow. He doesn't know. Nicole, he doesn't know.
Oh, wow.
Let's call Lunch, call her right now and be like, do you have a job?
You just got to let us know. Wow. I'm blown. He does. Nicole, I'm not kidding you. This is not a lie thing where he does that. If I call NLR on him, that's our golden rule for 15 years.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thanks for the heads up.
Huh. Sure. Guess we'll be having a sit down.
Oh, boy. Oh, Jerry.
Jerry.
I'm scared. The Bobby Bones Show. Georgia man confessed to fatally shooting his neighbor over dog poop in the yard. Did you guys see this?
Whoa!
No!
Woo!
A Georgia man told police officers he shot and killed his neighbor because he was tired of the man's dog pooping in his yard.
Dang.
Larry Bates was arrested last month for the murder of Paul Wilson, who lived across the street from him. Bates also shot and killed one of the dogs. First of all, this dude is nuts anyway. Like, he's obviously not there. And then he's angry. So when you're not there all the way and you're angry, that's a bad mixture. He appeared in court. Several officers testified that he confessed on multiple occasions.
Oh, man.
So wow.
That's sad. That's crazy. It also reminds me of Lunchbox because he walks his dog, and Lunchbox's dog has free reign to poop wherever he wants, and he didn't pick anything up.
That's right. I got two dogs, and they got free reign. If there's grass, and they got to drop it, they drop it, and we just keep on walking. We chunk the deuces, say goodbye, and we go on our way, and that's just the way it is. I mean, I just don't, I've never lived in a society where people started picking up dog poop. And
in
so,
a society.
You live in now. What is the Hunger Games? Yeah, this is the society we live in now.
Yeah, right
people
now.
Pick up their dog poop.
Yeah, which I don't understand when we became this weird society that wants to pick up dog poop. Do deers pick up their poop? Nope.
What? We're not deers.
Yeah, there hasn't been
deers
a deer in my yard.
Deers are domesticated animals.
They have
animals.
Hooves.
I'm
like,
just
they
saying.
They can't.
Do squirrels pick up their poo? Nope.
No.
They're not domesticated.
Okay. Well, hey, do birds pick up their poo?
Okay. Stop. We're not
stop.
Going through
this
every animal.
I mean, do
lunch is rolling
bears?
Through Noah's Ark right now, one at a time.
How about giraffes?
What about
zebras?
Elephants?
Do they pick up their poop?
Camels?
I rest my case.
What about fish? They pick up their poop?
No. Okay.
So, Lunchbox one time... A dog pooped in somebody's yard, and he kept walking, and the people went and picked the poop up and put it on Lunchbox's porch.
Yeah, they did. They bagged it up and brought it to my house for me. By the time I got back from the walk, there was a bag of dog poop sitting on my doorstep. That wasn't cool.
Like, I mean, what's society coming to, right, Lunchbox?
Yeah, like, I mean, if you're going to pick it up, just throw it in the trash can. What's the point? Weird people. Like, I just don't understand it. Like, and these people, like, they're like, I see sometimes the dog's like, poop in a flower bed, and people are, like, climbing over people's flowers trying to dig it. Just leave it. No one's walking through the flowers. I mean, come on. You look like an idiot.
Oh, my.
Just don't understand it. I'll never understand it. I just don't get it.
My dog just plays in the backyard now, so I don't have to worry about that. But when I would go to the park, it's a different story. I don't want anybody to step. I don't want to step in poop, so I don't want people stepping in poop. Do unto others is what I say. That's the kind of society that I would like to live in.
Okay.
The do unto others society.
Yeah. Get your bones on
Bobby Bones Show. I want to bring something to your attention, Amy.
Okay.
I haven't asked Lindsay, my girlfriend, about this yet. And she's going to be in town for just a bit tomorrow, so she may stop by the studio for a quick segment. But it's her album release week, and I hope people have bought her album. But she has a song on it called Just Another Girl. And a lot of these songs... Because she wrote 9 of the songs, and then 3 of them are written by other females. Like Kelsey Ballerini wrote a song, Caitlin Smith wrote a song, Carly Pierce wrote a song, and then Lindsay wrote 9 of the 12. But Lindsay wrote this song called Just Another Girl. And I haven't asked her because I don't want to know the answer. But I'm wondering if the song is about me. So,
You just being another girl?
No. About her. Ray, play the song.
Okay.
It's called Just Another Girl. And listen to the chorus and tell me if you think this is written about me. Because she wrote it with a couple great songwriters in town. Here we go. Just Another Girl from Lindsay L.
Here we go again. Say goodbye, man. It's the same old fork in the road. I could cry, I guess. Damsel in distress. That's the role I really know. If I gotta get over it, then I ought to get.
Stop it. But do you hear the words of that?
Yeah, I think I got them. Is she saying she's sort of refusing to be just another girl? Like, there's no way you're going to be breaking up with her, making her just another girl?
Or, like, the line is like, I'm not just going to get older from this. I don't know. I haven't asked her. Turn it up again. Shut her down there. Shut her down there. So, yeah.
What makes you think it's about you?
Because I don't have a great history in relationships, and that's what that song sounds like.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
I think it's a warning to you.
Yeah.
For sure.
How?
Because she's not going to be just another one of your broken-hearted girls.
That's what she's letting you know. She's saying, look, you better realize how special I am, and I'm not just going to be another girl. You're going to be with me for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just I heard another that. Girl.
I'm scared to ask her about it.
That's what I hear in that song, is a warning shot to you, like a direct, like, boom.
Because she says, all I got out of love was a little bit older. And I was like, dang.
Oh.
That sucks.
I don't really think that any of your exes have chips on their shoulder, though.
Not in a bad way, but yeah, I think I wasted their time.
Oh.
I think I would.
Yeah, but girls should know that when they go into dating you.
You think that, right?
But every girl's
I try to warn some of them.
I got to have that conversation with her.
Yeah.
I want to know if that's about me.
The morning corny.
Why was the math book always worried?
Why was the math book always worried?
Because it had so many problems. Get it.
That was the morning corny.
All right, Kip Moore's here. Hey, bud, you good?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
There's a story that whenever you're over my house, you told, and I just think it'd be funny to tell these guys if they didn't hear it. Because, like, your work ethic to me is crazy. And I don't think I really appreciated it until you and I started spending, like, human time together.
Yeah.
Tell Amy the story about how you would do a show, and then you'd go take over merch, try to find somewhere to stay at night.
Yeah, that was back when it was just me and Browder, or me and Browder and Dave. And CAA put us on shows for 2 years before I got a record deal. So, I mean, I've always been thankful for that. But it was every weekend we were out Fridays and Saturdays for 2 years. I mean, and we were opening for guys like Trace, Rodney Atkins, just like all these different kind of artists. And we didn't, sometimes we'd get like a guarantee of $200 maybe. That was like tops, but it was mostly like you just go to try to win fans. And I was like, okay, so we could have one shirt, and that was all we were pretty much offered, was one shirt that we could sell. And I'd made a demo CD that I probably shouldn't be saying this, but it was like a 3-song demo CD that I would sell for $5. And the game was, you know, I say game, I mean that like we couldn't afford to get from one city to the next unless I sold merch. So we would open, and we were in my Jeep this whole time too. And then I would get Browder and Dave, or just Browder, whoever was out with me. You have to hustle, like go find us somewhere to stay tonight. So every night we were on a different floor, different couch.
So like.
And people who were there to hear music,
they may have been approached by your people to see if they had a vacant floor?
Yes, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, I sold my own merch and my demo CD. I would go out at the end of the headlining, like, before the headliner came on and after. And I would usually sell a few shirts, you know, a night, maybe 10 to 15 shirts. And I'd sell a lot of demo CDs. And that would be our gas to get to the next place. And where I could give my guitar player $50 or $75 or something. So that was it. So I'd say, you got to find us a place to stay. If you don't, we're sleeping in the Jeep night, which we did a lot of times too. I mean, that was it, you know. So I had some crazy, crazy stories from different random houses that we slept in. Like,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I had one dad come home. I remember I was on the floor. And I'm in his daughter's house, I guess. You know, I'm on the floor sleeping. And he comes in from the night shift, and Browder's on the couch snuggled up with the girl's friend. And this was years and years ago. And all of a sudden, I feel these feet, like they're, like, in between my head. Like, he's sitting on his recliner, and I can – it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. He's come home from the night shift, and I wake up, and these two gigantic boots are, like, over my head. So I opened my eyes, and I remember I Love Lucy reruns were on. And it was like, man, it was like Twilight Zone. The mom actually lived upstairs, and she was coming out and getting booze all night. So, but I woke up, and then I looked up, and there was this guy. He never acknowledged that I was even in the room. He never made eye contact. He was a huge man. And I just kind of stood up feeling completely awkward, and I looked at him, and he just kept changing, you know, turning the volume, changing the channel. And I said, how's it going? And he never even acted like I was existed. Like, I guess that's happened before where random people have come home.
Oh, my God.
And I just kind of shook Browder and I said, I think we need to get out of here, you know, right now. But, yeah. I mean, like, there was some crazy, crazy times.
Kip Moore is here. I'm going to play More Girls Like You. This, and I didn't know this until I read this, is the fastest rising single of your career so far.
Mm-hmm.
Even of all of your monster hits, this is the fastest?
This is the fastest one. This is the fastest one.
I'm a little blown away by that because of the success of the other songs.
Yeah.
But I guess they took longer.
Yeah, I think Pretty Girl was the fastest before that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Truck took a long time. That was like a slow build. And then when it hit 20, it started flying. But before that, it was, you know, it took forever to kind of catch on.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Kip Moore's here. That record comes out September 8th. Talk about this record, because you did it a little different than the last stuff. You know, it's more you.
Yeah. I co-produced the first two, but this one was... I had lived with these songs so much, and I was going in, and I started it just by kind of recording it in private. The label didn't even know I was going in, and I went in and did like four sides, and I turned them in, and that was the most exuberant reaction I'd ever had from the label. So they were like, when did you do these? You know, who produced them? You know, what, you know, so I'd done them, and so then they told me just to go back in and finish the record, you know, just make the record you want to make. And so with this record, so much of it was I would come up with the guitar grooves and all these different parts in my head, and I would sing them onto a voice recorder. So I would basically like stack all the tracks with just my voice. Like, this is what the rhythm section is going to be. This is what the guitar is going to be in the verse doing. This was going to be, these are the twinkle parts in the chorus, and this is what the bass line is going to be doing, the drum parts. And I would stack all this stuff, and then I would think about the lyrics second. And then I would live with these songs for so long where it was like, I knew the exact guitar tones I wanted to use. I knew all the parts I wanted to use. I didn't want to go in and be like, okay, let's see what happens. I was like, nah, this is what's going to happen. So I didn't want that rub. With another producer, when I had a great time co-producing the first two, but I knew how I wanted to do this. So it was more of, I lived with these songs for so long that I knew exactly what I wanted to do. So it was a matter of doing it that way. And then, like, More Girls Like You was just me and David Garcia at his house. That whole thing is just me and him playing all the instruments, building up from the ground up, which is the first time I've ever done anything like that. I've always tracked with a band, which most of the record is still with a 3 or 4 piece band, but that was the first time I'd ever done a recording just in a house like that.
You ready for this thing to come out? Like, are you like itching for the whole thing to be out?
I start noticing. I feel like I did the same thing with Wild Ones. Like, I just start, like, I feel like I hadn't slept in days. I start, you know, it's not that I'm, it's excitement. And it's all these different things in your head, all these moving parts, you know, just, you know, traveling and promoting the record, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm ready for it to get out and just start playing these songs. Because I've just, Wild Ones, I played that whole record before it even came out. So we've held all these songs back. So I'm just ready to play a new body of work.
You brought your guitar in.
I did.
You did, right? Or am I crazy? Did you bring guitar in?
I did.
In your mind, what were we going to play?
I didn't know.
Yeah, because we didn't know either. I was like, like, honestly, you came walking. I was like, oh, he has his guitar.
I certainly don't have
Sean,
to.
No. Yeah, it's like, not I don't have to. We would like you to.
Yeah. I had no idea. I didn't know if I was going to play.
Maybe not even a whole song. Let's just do this. Like, if you're sitting around the house and some people are over, friends, and you have the guitar, like, what do you play if you're just hanging out? And they're like, hey, Kip, just play something for us. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Talk about that song.
That's awesome.
Talk about that.
I actually wrote that. I was at a bar in a city on the road, and long before I came to town in South Georgia, we talked about this. I was I was the cover band guy. You know, I was 3 to 4 nights a week in South Georgia. I was traveling around to the different bars, and I would play cover songs. You know, it was play Margaritaville, play, you know, play all these songs. I think if I ever heard somebody yell, play Margaritaville at me one more time, I was going to fight. Like, I couldn't take it anymore, man. I couldn't take one more drunk girl going, this is my birthday, you know, that whole kind of thing. Like, I just couldn't take it anymore. But you know, it's my life story in a song, but it was also my tip of the cap to everybody down on Broadway, everybody in every bar around the world that's got a dream, that's might not be wanting to play other people's music, and they got that dream, you know. And it's that song is for the dreamers, you know. I've always been a dreamer, and I've always felt like the minute that you stop dreaming, that's when your soul dies. So that's what that whole song is about.
September 8th, record comes out. Mm-hmm. Kip Moore.
That's cool. I like that.
He got some good stories. When he comes back on record day, I got another one I wanted to tell you, but I'm going to make you wait for that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got a bunch. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you guys.
And, you know, you got the documentary. Yeah. You got a whole, look at you, like, doing, like, all.
Yeah, we've been behind the scenes doing a lot.
Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you guys.
We'll see you back on album release day, September 8th.
You bet.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's your update on Amy's kids. This is two pretty quick updates because we had one last week. There's an update on Amy's kids. If you're new to the show, Amy has adopted two children. And they tried to have kids. They tried to domestically adopt. They kept moving, so that didn't work. Amy went to Haiti on a mission trip, met these two kids at an orphanage, said, these are my kids. I want to adopt them. 4.5 years later, they're not here. Now, there's an update. Amy.
Yes. So my agency sent us a letter that they got from the U.S. Embassy in Haiti. And they said that, you know, I think I mentioned my update a couple weeks ago that the embassy had indicated there was a strike going on with some of the courts, like the Haitian courts. They were on strike.
Who's striking? I don't understand.
I guess people.
Like the judges?
Yeah, I guess and clerks. I mean, think about all the people who are involved in making everything flow as a system. They are on strike. And they have been back at work recently. So we're getting an update on that. And they were trying to work out a deal, and if they don't reach that by August 18th, so, you know, not too many days, then the strike will resume and they will go back on strike officially, and they don't really know what's going to happen. But the key words of what they sent to us is that this strike will mean longer than usual processing times for files that are in the court system during the strike's duration, and that would be our files.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I know. It's like I could think of like every speed bump. I mean, not every, because I know we haven't encountered every single one, but we've definitely had some speed bumps that we've just had been unlucky with the
timing.
Those
aren't speed bumps. Those are roadblocks.
Okay, we've had some roadblocks that it's just all about our timing of when we started 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago, like different law changes and things with our kids and things with their birth moms, like things that just keep popping up that keep delaying it.
Is there not a famous person that listens to this show that can, I'm being for real, that can just go and call somebody? Like, and I'm asking you. Like, why?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Like, we never lunchbox things. Amy and I never lunchbox things.
Yeah, and I don't want to.
We don't go into restaurants and be like, hey, can I get priority seating?
So what you're saying is you want me to call them?
No, I want you just to have this. She'll never get the kids.
I can do it.
Dear Haiti,
great.
It's me,
like,
lunchbox.
People have been helpful. I don't know what it's going to take. There have been people that have wanted to help. They're trying to help. They are ready to help, but sometimes I just don't know the exact way to steer them, how to be most effective, because I've talked to people like at the embassy and they're just kind of like, oh, you know, we kind of have that taken care of. So it's like, okay, well, I mean, I appreciate everybody helping, but you're right. I don't know what it would take. I have no idea. I do know that my son turned 7 at the end of the month and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's going to be 7. And when I met him and kind of felt my heart, this could be my little boy. He was 2.5.
And your daughter?
She's 10. She's 10 in a few months. Like, her birthday was in April. She turned 10. So, you know, here we are. Another thing, like, I just kind of just been processing that news, and I'm just like, please maybe work out a deal, and then maybe there won't be they won't go on strike again. I'm trying to, like, keep that hope. But I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's a struggle some days. Like, it's it's like being pregnant and your babies just don't want to come out or something.
Do you start, this is a serious question, do you start every prayer about them?
Well, no, not every, but a lot. A lot of my prayers are just specifically for them lately, to be honest. I mean, unless I'm like just praying about other things in life or for forgiveness or whatever it might be, they are top of the list for sure. I know for my husband and myself. My husband's really good about dinner prayers, like when we sit down, and his is always about the kids. Forget the food, who cares? Don't bless the food. Like, figure out what we need to do to bring these kids home or to stretch our patience more than it's already been stretched. And some days I feel extremely impatient, but trying to keep it positive and trying to learn what in the world am I supposed to, how am I supposed to grow from this? You know?
I know. Well, let us know next week what happens.
Just don't go on strike.
I know, right? Geez. Well, thanks for the update.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go. I have a game for you guys. So you'll go back and forth, okay. Amy and Lunchbox. If you miss it, you're out.
Okay. All right.
I'll give you three names of characters on TV shows.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you name the TV show.
I like it, because I like TV.
I'm going to go with you, Lunchbox, first.
Oh, boy.
Rachel, Monica, Joey.
Oh, that's my new jam, Friends.
Are you still watching that?
Yeah, I'm still watching our reruns, but the problem is I don't watch it every day, so I miss a few episodes, which I don't like.
Do you have Netflix, though?
Yeah.
It's all there.
That's a lot of commitment. That's like 25 seasons.
Yeah, you can watch a couple and just stay in order, though. Yeah.
Okay.
Amy.
Yes.
Jesse, Hank, Skyler.
Breaking Bad.
Nice.
Boom! Good one!
What up?
Good one! Yeah. I thought it was Full House at first.
Leonard, Howard, Penny.
Oh, that's your show, Big Bang Theory.
Nice!
Oh, yeah. Yay. Yeah. Never seen it. Well, I've seen it, but it's terrible.
I'm naming three characters from a TV show. Ted, Robin, Marshall.
Ooh.
Amy.
How I Met Your Mother.
Wow! Robin Trubinsky!
Dang. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Carol, Carl, Maggie.
Carol, Carl, Maggie?
Mm-hmm.
Carol, Carl, Maggie. Ah, Growing Pains.
No.
Hit me.
Amy?
Walking Dead.
Correct. Oh. For the win.
There she goes. Feels good.
I can't wait for it to come back.
I know. I think it's October 22nd.
I love Walking Dead.
Don't quote me.
If I would have said John, Arya, you want to get Game of Thrones, right?
No.
Even if I would have said the weird names?
No, because, I don't know.
I would have got Arya.
Would you? Because I was going to give that to you, but I thought Game of Thrones was too hard. You were going to yell at me, so I didn't.
My sister named her dog Arya after Game of Thrones.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
How about this, Lunchbox? Quinn, Huck, and Olivia.
Oh, that's your one that you guys like, the lawyer one.
Scandal.
Olivia Pope.
Yeah. Amy, you're the winner, though. Congratulations. There we go.
But I wouldn't yell at you, it's too hard if I got it wrong. Walking Dead, that's too hard.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It's the biggest show. Stop it. It's not The Bachelorette, yeah. I know, but still.
And it is October 22nd. It comes back.
It comes back,
I was right. This is a Bobby Bones
Show. Bobby Bones. Science has spoken as to why we love McDonald's French fries. I think McDonald's has the best French fries.
Do tell us. What are they doing? What are they putting in there?
Beef flavoring.
Mm.
They're coated in beef flavoring. That makes them activate your umami taste buds.
Mm, those umami
taste
buds. Those and your salt taste buds working together are what hooks you. By the way, that means the fries aren't vegan friendly.
I was just about to say, are vegans thinking they're just like eating some potatoes and salt and they're not?
And beef flavor comes from milk. Did you know that? Not from beef?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know for sure if it came from beef, but yeah, milk would make it not vegan.
So there's a science as to why those are so good. Okay, you don't have to pick them. I pick McDonald's fries and have for years. It's my favorite French fries. Best French fry that exists, Amy.
Well, I think your answer is solid. I'm going to go with a Chick-fil-A waffle fry.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I do enjoy a good waffle fry. I can't do it. I'm stumbling because I just can't see how anyone would not pick McDonald's.
Well, okay, you do you.
I know. Lunchbox?
I'm going to have to say Bobby's the smartest man in the room on this one. It's McDonald's fries.
I Oh, could you imagine if McDonald's took their formula and made it into a waffle?
I would never want them to do that. Why mess with greatness? Here's the thing, too. I like Whataburger's fries. They're good, but the fact that Whataburger, if it depends on where you are regionally, like in Texas and some of the Southwest, you have Whataburgers. They have the ketchups that are in the hard packs.
The fancy. Mm-hmm.
The ketchup makes that fry totally amazing. Best hamburger, period. Who is it? Amy.
You're asking the wrong person.
Okay, come on, you're eating meat again. I was talking to a friend the other day, and she was like, I was with Amy, and Amy was ordering meat, and it was so weird.
Yeah. Best hamburger. I will go with McDonald's.
So you really haven't had many hamburgers, huh?
I really have. From chains, honestly, I really haven't.
Lunchbox?
I would say Whataburger, but they're not national.
Yeah, it's a chain, though.
It's a chain.
I'd chain it up.
Okay.
Man, I used to get, when I was a kid, Quarter Pounder with cheese. Especially when it come with a free VHS tape if you got the meal pack.
A VHS?
Yeah, I got Dirty Rotten Scoundrels on VHS. I don't know what. My mom and I would go there all the time. We'd order whatever combo you had to order to get the VHS tape.
Wow,
for
they
free.
Would give you like VCR tapes?
I'm telling you. And I remember the day we got Dirty Rotten Scoundrels on VHS and we were like, this is amazing.
I'm going to say this one, and I still think it's overrated, but it's still the best,
what?
If that's possible. I think the best hamburger is In-N-Out.
Oh, I don't know. But
I think the whole In-N-Out experience is a bit overrated because everybody just talks that it's the greatest thing ever. And I don't think it's the greatest thing ever, but I think it's the best hamburger.
Okay. The only thing I've had from there was when I went with y'all and I got the veggie burger, which doesn't exist. They basically gave me buns with a piece of cheese and some lettuce.
Yeah, they're being funny.
And they're like, here you go.
Here's your veggie burger. This is the Bobby Bones. Our head producer is Morgan. She's in the glass room. Can Morgan hear me right now?
Yes.
Do you have the mystery envelope?
I do. Hold on, let me grab it.
Do you know what's in the mystery envelope?
We're about to find out.
Do you guys know about the mystery envelope?
No.
No,
no, what is it?
There is a mystery envelope, and it shall be open. Don't open it yet.
Okay.
First of all, I would like to say, Lunchbox, you've been doing a fantastic job on the show.
Of course I have. What up? Yep.
And I'll leave it at that. Amy, you've also been doing a fantastic job.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. Anything you need right now?
Me?
Yeah, like anything in your life that you need?
Yes.
What do you need?
My kids.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's not in the envelope. I'm sorry.
Oh, dang it.
Let's go over to Ray. Ray, how's your life?
Pretty good. I could definitely use, some... You know, like clothes, probably.
Clothes?
Yeah.
You want some clothes?
To match your
what
new Yeezys?
What in the world?
What are your clothes? Don't you need truck tires?
I could also use some new tires as well.
But Bobby, priorities.
What's wrong with your tires, by the way?
Oh, I don't know. They're really jacked up, and it's almost getting embarrassing nowadays.
Are they
don't
bald?
You have audio?
Yeah,
do you have audio of this?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Here's Ray's tire screeching. That's not him peeling out, guys.
Man,
it's him
I need
turning.
Some new tires.
Wow. So, if you'll hand Ray the envelope. Ray, when we go on vacation for a few days, Ray is staying back. Ray, open the envelope, please. Play the Olympic music, please.
There we
Change
go.
The music for me, for my friend. Play the Olympic music. There we go.
All right, I got it in my hand.
Open it up.
All right. Come on. Come
faster,
on.
Faster. We can't wait.
All right,
wait.
There's a letter inside the envelope. I'm opening that up now. There's also a check. The letter says nothing. The check is from Bobby Bones to Ray Slater for $800! Are you kidding me?
Wait, hold on. I don't understand. So
what's the line say? What's the line?
What does it say on the line?
It says 4 new tires and the signature B.
That's awesome.
No, hold on. So all I have to do is bring my car in squeaking. You'll pay for repairs now?
No. It's a lot of things.
I mean, unbelievable. You buy him Yeezys.
Ray works so hard.
Yeah, I just told you yesterday that my car's falling apart.
But Ray doesn't make as much as some people.
Get out of here.
One, yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't. So no, he doesn't. And two, Ray volunteered to stay behind while we all go on vacation. And I just thought he needs tires, and I'm going to help him out.
That's
and so,
awesome.
Ray, I have some. I looked. I know what kind of tires
away.
You need.
What? Go ahead. What, Lunchbox?
I'm blown away. I've worked with you for 14 years, and I've needed a lot of things. And I've never got a check for 800 big ones to fix anything. I mean, come on.
I bought you an iPod.
Oh, yeah. You bought everybody an iPod.
I bought you air flights for Christmas. Like, I bought you stuff.
Yeah, for Christmas. This is just a random day. You bought him Yeezys for whatever.
No, he won those.
Okay, and now he won $800? I mean, you just said I was doing great. Where's my $800?
You making your check.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Why is this about you? Why is this about him?
It's Ray, not Ray.
I appreciate you, buddy. I know you need tires.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you staying behind while we all go on vacation and work. And so I wanted, there's a check. Just cash it quickly, please.
Yeah, and Ray,
thank you.
Watch out for those nails.
Yeah, don't forget to cash it. That'd be bad.
Thank you, man. I cannot wait to get new tires.
Might be some nails in the parking lot.
Shut up. Take before and after pictures of your tires now and then the new.
Yeah,
one,
he's
right,
going
buddy?
To the bar.
No, it's getting used for tires. Mine are bald. That's not safe in the rain.
That's right, Ray. I need you.
Oh, that's cool.
This all right, Ray.
I love it. I love our little family.
The end.
Boo.
No. Heck, it's you,
Bobby Bones on. What's up, Bobby?
Did I promise a show dinner or something at some point?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Now, you guys just saying
no,
that?
No,
you got some gift card from Carrabba's, and you said you'd take us out.
Yeah, all of us.
Did I just say it, like, in passing?
No,
hold
no,
on,
no.
Let me ask Mike D, because Mike D doesn't lie to me. Mike D, in the phone, in the producer room, what do you think?
Yeah, you said you would take everybody out to a dinner before the end of the summer.
Thanks, well, it's
Mike
almost
D.
end of summer.
Oh, it's technically pretty, really close.
Yeah,
like,
really
four
close.
Four people have said something to me about it, but I've been like, did I really? Okay, and if Mike D says it, I believe it.
Okay.
Well, you two are up to no good and you lie. Amy gets confused, but Mike D tells the truth.
I do.
Like, Amy tells the truth, but she gets confused.
You get confused.
Okay.
This is what I think I'm going to do, because I didn't know that was a real thing. I'm not going to, first of all, do you know how expensive it would be to take this whole show out?
How much?
Lots.
No. They can order salads. I get a meal. It's all
lots.
Good.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule it in shifts.
Okay.
Like, for example, I'll take Eddie and Lunchbox out together.
Hey, high five.
Or like that. We're going to do it in shifts.
Why can't we go all in one group?
Because I'm not, one, no, I can't.
That would be
how much
so
fun,
fun
would that be?
Oh, my goodness.
We would never leave.
Remember when we did that one time and it was a lot of fun? We did it like around the table,
yeah,
like say something positive.
It cost me a ton of money. And I just don't want to do it all at once.
No.
Do you guys all want to chip in and go Dutch?
What?
No, the whole point is you're taking us out.
You're taking us to
also,
eat.
Wouldn't it be better if we got to spend some quality time together instead of as a group?
Yeah, well, why don't we do a potluck and it doesn't cost anybody anything? Everybody
no,
brings.
No, okay. No potluck.
I want paid
why?
For.
Why? What's
I
wrong
not
with that?
I'm cooking for Bobby's dinner.
Yeah.
You'd love to grill.
Here's
like,
my
that's...
question. Would you not rather have quality? Like, because when I took Ray and his girlfriend, like we actually spent time and I learned things about them.
Yeah.
Instead of like being 10 people.
So you want to take us out individually?
Or in pairs.
But I think it'd be cool to roll in with a whole entourage into a restaurant and be like, what up?
How do you get to pick who your pair's with?
I don't know, but I'm not taking everybody at once. Too many pieces.
All right, I'll roll with Eddie.
I don't want to roll with Lunchbox.
You don't want to?
No.
Why?
I don't.
Because we're the lowest class on the show? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just don't want... I want all of us. I don't want to just be you, me, us
but
three.
But if I have to settle, I'll settle for just you. If everybody's not going to go as a group, I'll settle for
I'll
you.
I'll take Amy.
Okay. I think we should do potluck
How
and do games.
How are you
going to
go with Amy over me?
Okay, wait. Stop. We're not doing potluck.
Yeah, potluck's done. We're making
out.
Bobby pay.
Because he's not going to... He's gonna never let me live it down.
Yeah. He said he'd take us out. Not, hey, come over and everybody bring a little nacho cheese.
Come over. We go to Amy's house.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, I'd host it.
Yeah, more space.
Should we have a family show Christmas dinner party this year? Because I'll host it
hold
if y'all
come. Let's just do that.
Amy, you're way ahead.
Amy,
sorry, I just already been thinking about it.
Okay, yes. The answer is yes. We will do that, and you'll host that one.
Yes.
What I'll take care of here is I'll make sure that we organize. So I'll organize the teams. And I'm going to think, I think we team up people who don't really know each other that well.
Oh, no, don't do that. I don't want to be stuck
with
certain people.
Who are you going to be stuck
like,
with?
All,
there's
like,
nobody on the show now
cool.
that like, you just really don't like anymore.
No, you're right. But I'm just saying, like, it's awkward when you don't know someone.
That's why you put them together.
No, okay, see, here's the thing. Everybody knows each other except for the new girl. No one really knows her as well.
Right.
So
you don't want to get stuck with Morgan number two?
I mean...
I wouldn't even call it getting stuck. I would gladly go to dinner with Morgan number two.
She volunteered.
I'm going to decide.
Or Morgan number
I'll figure
one,
out the teams. I got to figure out the teams now, and I'm going to make them as awkward as possible. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Our
okay.
spouse is invited. Or a significant other's.
I don't know. I got to think about that.
What?
It depends if I know them or like them.
That's weird.
Know them or
Ray
like
got
them.
To bring Bay.
That was a separate deal.
All right. Okay, now I know the rules have been set. Now moving forward, I'm going to start making the teams. Maybe we just do a draft. Just draw it out of a hat.
Okay.
Eddie's
this
wife.
This is the biggest cop out ever.
And Lunchbox. It's not even Eddie. This is the Bobby Bones. Listeners always try to get me to drink. Hey, have a drink. I see him out. Hey, let me get your first drink. Listeners now try to get Eddie to get me to drink.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired every time I meet listeners. They're just like, hey, man, you got to get Bobby to start drinking. I'm not going to get Bobby to start drinking. No one's going to get Bobby to start drinking. What makes people think that me, Amy, or even Lunchbox is going to try to get you to drink?
I don't know if any of you have ever tried to get me to drink.
Oh, we
oh,
have.
I haven't.
Oh.
I mean, not like, oh, here, I've said, oh, dude, you should have a drink. But once you say no, I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. And I've stopped because over the years, I've decided that I'm not going to influence you and I'm not going to encourage you. I've told you all about the great parties and good times I've had. I talk about the memories I've made, the hot tubs I've been in because of alcohol. And you don't care about it.
That's something else they say. They're always like, he doesn't know what he's missing. Do you know what you're missing?
Would you ever know what you're missing if you don't know? Like,
so you don't know what you don't know?
I don't.
Okay, well, explain why we're not ever going to...
No,
we're not.
This has been explained.
You guys don't convince me of anything.
Right? I know that.
Period. I've never had a drink. You guys aren't going to be like, hey, dude, there's a hot tub. You want to get in it? Have a beer. Like, that's never going to happen to me. I may drink one day. I've never had a drink. I may drink one day, but not right now.
Yeah.
If I do, I'll probably not tell anybody.
He'll do it alone.
And I'll go, yeah.
And then, like, we'll read about it in a book.
Dang.
What? It's true.
We won't get invited to that.
We probably will.
Dang.
Yeah. And then he will be like, well, I was going to invite y'all, but then I was like, nah.
I want to
bring you
invited,
one. I'm really good
like,
at drinking.
Yeah.
I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. You guys don't even know George Thorogood.
Yeah, dude. Bad about? To the bone.
Mm. Okay.
Is this how the song starts?
Yeah. This is I Drink Alone.
Oh.
That makes you think about when you guys talk about me sneaking away and having my first drink by myself. Now, this is rock and roll right here.
You would probably have Mike D there to have your first drink.
No, I'd probably do it with Amy, if anyone.
No.
Yeah,
with nobody else. Alone. Yeah, with nobody else.
Pretty sad, huh?
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself.
Yeah, see, this guy has a problem.
Oh,
like, this is not good. You don't want to base your life on this song.
No, whoa. I've based my life on lots of George Thorogood songs.
Yeah.
I'm bad to the bone.
This guy's contradicting himself.
Bad. This one. One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. See, people don't even know.
By himself?
Alone. With the bone.
I want to tell you a story.
Come on, okay. George.
Right. About the house went blue. I come home one Friday. Had to tell the landlady I done lost my job.
Oh. Are you guys even Thorogood fans or no?
Yeah. Bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone. That's my jam.
Oh, I know all of them.
You do? I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Now, next Friday, I come, I didn't get the rent. And out the door, I went.
Oh, nice.
Dude, it's like bluesy so 70 rock, you know? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
I said, you let me slide. I have the rent for it tomorrow, the next day I don't know. So let me slide it on, you know, people. I notice when I come home in the evening, she ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Lord, she would love a dove. I come home one particular evening.
There's a lot of talking is on.
Yeah, I see that.
You know more than this one, though.
I know who do you love.
Yeah, who do you love?
I know that one.
Who do you love? Therefore, I got no money to pay the rent.
He hadn't paid the rent in a long time.
I hear that.
Going to the song. You know, get a haircut, get a real job?
I don't think so.
No.
Really?
I wish I could just get to the hooks.
I was a rebel from the day I left school. Grew my hair long and broke all the rules. I'd sit and listen to my records all day. With big ambitions of when I could play. My parents taught me what life was about. So I grew up the time.
I'm gonna drink to this. I've just now decided this is what I'm gonna drink to.
They said my friends were just
all the doors throw good in the destroyers.
Get a haircut and get a real job. Get a haircut, get a real job. Da-na-na, get it together like a your Uncle Bob. Get it together like your big brother Bob. Why don't you get a haircut? Get a real job.
That's how it ends.
All right.
Yeah, it's good, huh?
Cool.
We spent way long time on that. The end.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Check out the John Mayer Bobbycast. 1 hour of John Mayer and I talking. All you have to do is search Bobbycast on iHeartRadio or on iTunes. And if you like the interview, I think you'll like this. It's just much longer. Hope your day goes great. BobbyBones.com. Thanks to Kip Moore for coming by. Thanks to everybody on the show for being here. Ray, I hope you get some new tires soon, today, tomorrow. Don't go gamble your money you're spending on the bar, okay, buddy?
No, you'll definitely see some new, probably some big old 22s on my car.
All right, bud. All right, BobbyBones.com. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you, and until next time. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.